Okay, we are starting a brand new Masechta. I mean, it's not brand new, it's brand new for us, but it's been around for a while. We're doing Tainus, which Tainus is going to be discussing primarily the fast days and the procedures that they would have when they would do a fast back in the days of when we were very dependent. And it's going to be talking about fast days, and it's going to be talking about when you would say Masha for Ruach Mar Degashim, would you mention rain, or you would ask for rain, because primarily the reasons why they declared public fast days back in the days of the Gemara was because when there was a lack of rain, that was the driving force to declare a fast. So the Mishnah is going to start off, it's going to say, first of all, it's going to just discuss, there's two things that we do. We say Masha for Ruach Mar Degashim is the bracha that we say after the first bracha on Shmon Asher before Mechal Kachayim Echased. And then the second thing that we say is we say V'sein Talamah to the bracha, which is the bracha that we say in Baruch Aleinu. Either we say V'sein bracha or V'sein Talamah to the bracha. So the first Amud is basically going to be going through and discussing when do you start saying Mashiv Ruach Mar Degashem, and then it's going to discuss at what day of Sukkot do you do that. And the Gemara is going to go through between the first blot and the first blot. It's going to go through, is it the first day, the last day, the second day, the sixth day? There's going to be all different choices what day you would choose to do it. So the Mishnah starts by saying, when do we start saying Gvuras Geshamim? And the Gemara is going to talk about why we call it Gvuras Geshamim. But the Mishnah is basically saying, when do we start saying that you're supposed to start talking about rain? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Miyantav Rishon Shachag, that we start doing it on the first day of Sukkot is when we start saying Mashiv for Ruach. Rabbi Shua Omer, and Rabbi Shua says, Miyantav Achron Shachag, we do it on the last day of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is what, I mean, Allah Lamaisa, spoiler alert, that's what we end up doing. We say Mashiv for Ruach, Mered Geshem, on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Eliezer, again, Rabbi Eliezer says the first day, Rabbi Shua is the last day. So he says, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Hovein Akshamim Elosimim Kala B'chag, since we know that rain, if it falls down on Sukkot, is considered to be a bad sign, it's a Simen Klala, and Rashi brings down the Gemara in Sukkah, which says that if it starts, when are you able to leave the Sukkah? When the rain starts falling in and it's spoiling your food. So over there the Gemara says that it's comparable, the Mishnah says, it's comparable to like a, if you have a servant that's bringing his master a drink to drink, and the master takes a cup of water and he throws it in his face and says, "I'm not interested in you doing anything for me. I don't want you. You know, I just don't have any faith in you. I don't want you to do anything with me." So since we know that rain falling on Sukkot is a siman klala, so lama humasker, why would you start mentioning on the first day of Sukkot that you want rain to fall? If rain falls on Sukkot, that's a bad sign. It's not a good thing. So he said, so Amar lo, Rabbi Lezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, Afni lo marti lishol, I'm not saying that you should be asking for rain, which again, that's the same talamah to livracha, that's where you're asking for rain. Ela lahaski mashi furach merida geshem bonaso. I was only saying that you should mention that Hashem, your mashiv ruach, that you bring the winds, your merida geshem, you bring the rains in its time. So I was saying that you should be doing this in its time, that you're saying to Hashem, you're singing out like a praise, Hashem, that this is what you should be doing in the right time. So Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Eliezer, if all you're doing is mentioning like a praise type of thing, that it should be in its right time, so in Cain, lo l'mihei masker, then we should say it all year round. Why do we ever stop saying Masha for Ruach Mar Degashem? Why do we stop with Pesach? Because if all it is just a shvach, it's just praising Hashem, we should do it the whole year long. So the Mishnah says, Ein shalom al-sham al-sham al-sham, that we don't ask for rain only when it's close to the rainy season. Rabbi Shua says, that the person who goes up to daven before the Aram, which means the Baal Tefillah for Musaf, the guy that goes up to daven Musaf on Shemona Esrei, so Ha'achron Masker, the one who's davening Musaf, is one that says, Masha Faruch Merida Gashem. Harishon Eino Masker, and the first one, the one who's davening Shachris, he does not say Masha Faruch Merida Gashem, which again is what we do now. We have that the Chazin, that the Gabbai claps on the Bima after you start doing the Tefillah, and he says, he announces Masha for Ruach Mered Hashem, and then with Musaf we start saying it. And then the Mishnah says, which we're really not going to discuss this, but the Mishnah, once it talks about when we start, so the Mishnah says, when do we finish? Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, and on the first day of Pesach, Harisha Maske, the one who's davening Shachris, the first one, again, that's a reference to the Baal Shachris, he is the one that... he's the one that says Masha for he continues saying Masha for Ruach Mered Hashem, and Ha'achron Eino Masker, the one who's davening Musaf, that's when we stop saying Masha for Ruach Mered Hashem. Okay, so Gemara asks a question now. Tana Heichakai, the Tani Mei Masai. The Tana starts, the Mishnah starts off by saying, when do we start saying Masha for Ruach Mered Hashem? So the Gemara asks, how do you even know you're supposed to say Masha for Ruach Mered Hashem? Like, where do you get that you're supposed to be saying it, that you're asking when do we start saying it. So you're giving it, it's a given to you that you're supposed to be saying it. How do you know that you're supposed to be saying Masha Farach Mered Gashem? We didn't say anything. Like the Mishnah that starts off with the timing, it doesn't start off with the requirement that you have to do it. The Gemara answers Tana Hasam Kai, the Tana is going back to Misachtos Brachos. That the Tani that we learned there, Maskirin Gvuras Gashamim B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, that we mention Gvuras Gashamim B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is what we do now. The Shalom of Berachas Hashanim, and we say the same Talamatu Livracha, we say in Baruch Aleinu, V'Avdala B'Chonin Hadas, and the Mishnah there is talking about, it says that you also say, Atachanatanu is the bracha that we make on Matzah Shabbos. When you're making Avdala, you say Atachanatanu in the bracha of Avchonin Hadas. Uktani, and we learned, Me'masim Maskirin Gvuras Gashamim, so therefore the Mishnah says, we talked about in Brachos that you're supposed to be doing it, so now the Mishnah says, okay, so when do we start saying it? So the Gemara asks, listening Hassam, Brachos was hundreds and hundreds of, if you're doing Dafyomi, it was like, I think it's 600 days between Brachos and until you get to Tainus. So the Mishnah, but Rashi says, that was in Seder's Rhyme. So if you're in Seder's Rhyme, you're talking about you're supposed to do it, so say in Seder's Rhyme that you know when you're supposed to start saying it. Why do you wait till now, till Seder Moed? Mashna, Deshavkat, Hacha, why do you wait here until we got to Seder Moed, and then you start saying, when do we start saying Mashiv Ruach? So my answer is, Elatana Mirosh Hashanah Salak, that the Tana was going from the mission on Rosh Hashanah, which is in Seder Moed. He wasn't going on Brachos, he was going on Rosh Hashanah. The Tana that we learned there, Uvachad Nidonin Alamayim, that on Sukkot is the time that people are, that were judged for the water. Hashem determines how much rain is going to fall during the year. Again, rain was, in an agricultural society, rain was, if you don't have rain, it's you blow it. And, you know, like we take it for granted here. For us, rain is just a pain. Although now I think they just said Baltimore is supposed to be doing drought restrictions because, you know, even here, when it stops raining, so it affects everybody. So over there, when it's agricultural, once the planting season is done, if the rain doesn't fall at that time, you're done until the next year. It's not like it rains, you know, the rest of the year. So we said, so therefore, so we're going on Rosh Hashanah, and we learned, V'chag Nidonin Alamayim, V'aydi D'tana, V'chag Nidonin Alamayim. So once in Rosh Hashanah, we learned that we said that you're a judge for water, so Tana, Me'masam Azkirin Gvuras Gashem. So now when we went to the next Masech, we went to Tainis, so we said, okay, so now that you determined that we're judged for water on Sukkot, which is where we start saying Mashiv Ruach, because we want Hashem to have us in mind when he's doing this judgment, so now we said, okay, when do you start saying it? All right, so Gemara says, well, listen, the Gemara asks now, the listen me masam askirin ala gasham, why doesn't the Mishnah just start out by saying, when do you start saying rain? My gvuras gasham, what is this gvura? It says the power of rain, how powerful. Why do we say that it mentions gvura? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, imnesh yodim the gvura, because when they fall down, it's a sign of the gvura, it's a sign of the might that Hashem has. Why? Shenemar, we're going to do it's kind of like a loose gzera shava that we're going to do now. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Osa gedolos ve'ein cheker niflos adei mispor. He says that Hashem does all these great miracles for us. Ein cheker, without cheker is the key word here. Without beyond our understanding, and he does many many wonders without any limit. That it's limitless. And then it says in the next pasuk, Siv hanosim matar apnei eretz v'shaleach mayim apnei chutzos, which again is talking about the ability that Hashem has for bringing rain. So my mashma, so Gemara says, so what's the connection that you're supposed to do it? Rabba Barshila, Asya Cheker Cheker Mibriyasu Shalom, because we use the word Cheker that we said here, and we compare it to another pasuk that talks about the creation of the world, where it says the word Cheker. Ksiv Hacha, like we just said, Osa Gudalos Ve'ein Cheker, which we don't understand. Uksiv Hasam, Halo Yadatim, Lo Shemata, Elokei Olam Hashem Borei Ksos Haaretz, Lo Yiyaf, Lo Yiga, Ein Cheker L'Sunos. So there's no end. There's no, that we don't have any comprehension to Hashem, to how much He does. So we make a Gzer Shavu, Uksiv, Meichin Harim B'Chocho Nezer Gvura. And then when it's talking about the rain, it's talking about Gvura. So we make this, again, it's kind of a, it's not a typical Gzer Shavu where, like, normally you just say it says one word here, it says one word there, and you put them together. Here we're saying it says one word here. There's another pasuk after that talks about that it's referring to rain. And then we have another pasuk that the word cheker is used with the creation of the world. And it says there that it's in reference to Gvura. So therefore, we make a Gzer Shavu between the two of them, and we say that it's talking about Gvura. Okay, so Gemara says, so how do you know that you're supposed to say Mashiv Ruach Mered Gashem in davening? Like, how are you supposed to mention in Shmoneh Esrei? The Tanya, because we learned La'avas Hashem Elokeichem Ulavda B'chol Avavchem, which hopefully sounds familiar. We say every day in Shema that you should love Hashem with all your heart You should serve him with all your heart. So Ezehi Avoda Shehi B'Lev, what is the Avoda that is done with the heart? Have Yomer Zut Filo, that's davening, that's Shmona Esrei. Uksiv Asrei, and right after that pasuk, it says, V'nasati Matar Artzchem Be'ito Yara Malkosh, that Hashem's going to give rain for the land in its proper time. So you see that it talks, since it mentions rain, that's talking about B'chol Levavchem, and Levavchem is talking about Avoda, the Avoda that you do with your heart. So therefore, that's where it says there. I just heard that someone came to the Chazon Ish and he said that he was getting a headache because he was davening so hard, he was having so much concentration, he was getting a headache. So the Chazon Ish said to him, if you're getting a headache, you're davening wrong, because davening is supposed to come from the heart. It's not supposed to come from the head. So he says, you know, just you're doing it wrong. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, a little agarata. There are three keys that Hashem has. Shalom nifshu biyad shliach, that he doesn't give it over to the shliach. And Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that he doesn't give it over to, like, we have seen situations where Hashem will give over these keys that someone could have control over it temporarily, but it means Hashem takes it back. So what are they? Ve'eluhem, mafteach shal gishamim, the key of rain, mafteach shal chaya, the key of childbirth, mafteach shal tchiyas ha-meisim, and the key of tchiyas ha-meisim. So where do we see that? Mafteach shal gishamim, how do we know that Hashem, that the key of rain is not given to a shliach, but only Hashem? Dichsiv, Yiftach Hashem l'cha es otzra atov es hashmayim laseis matar arz chabito. That Hashem is going to open up his warehouse, his storage house, and he's going to give you the rain that it's going to fall down from Shemayim. So you see, Hashem is the one that's opening it, that Hashem has the key. Mavteach shel chayim inayin, how do we know that the key of childbirth is with Hashem? The Chsev, it says in the Pasuk, Vayizkra Elokim es Rachel, that turning to Amabez, that Hashem remembered Rachel, who wasn't able to have children, and it says that Hashem opened up her womb. So again, the key here is that Hashem was the key. That the focus is that Hashem was the one that did it, and he didn't give the key over to a shliach. The key for tchiyas ha-meisim, how do we know that Hashem has it and not anyone else? Tichsiv, v'idatem ki ani Hashem b'pitzchi es kivroseichem, that you're going to remember that I'm Hashem when I open up your kvarim. Okay, we will stop here.